The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Hey, here we go.
Fox World Travel Show is on the air. Rose Gray is off doing one of these trips. No, she is on the, is it the SS Beatrice or just the, what is it?
It's the SS Beatrice.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, I was just chatting with her this morning while we were waiting here.
Oh, yeah. So, which is a brand new ship. Which line is that?
Well, it's a refurbished ship.
Well, okay.
And it's a Uniworld Boutique River Cruises.
It gussied her up a little bit.
Yeah. It looks really gorgeous, and I'm a little jealous that she's doing that right now. She's just in Budapest, having a time of her life with Mr. John McGivern.
If you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
That is the voice of Colleen Allsburg. Hey, Kyle.
Hi.
Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, it's good to be back. It's been a while.
So you and I are Facebook friends, so I do stalk you quite a bit.
And
so I'm up to speed on what you are up to most all the time. And you live a pretty amazing life, too. Now, people look at what you do as a, what is your official title?
It's a tour manager.
A tour manager. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're like, oh, that must be awesome. You get to go out and do these things. But you're there to kind of ride herd and make sure that things go smoothly. And if there's anything that goes awry, you take care of it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I one of the pet peeves of mine, if you're always on vacation.
Right.
I'm like, I don't take 50 people on vacation with me. I usually take myself or one person.
You're the den mother.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And actually, somebody called me Mother Hen on this last trip.
Well, it's a little nicer.
Yeah, and it was fine. We had a great trip. It was just in Italy with Insight Vacations. Got back about 10 days ago, and it was fantastic. We had a wonderful local guide that took us around, and that's the difference between me and a local guide. What I consider a tour manager is somebody that knows a little bit about a lot of places, whereas a tour guide knows a lot about one place.
Sure. Well, you know how to pull into a city, make sure everybody gets taken care of, into their rooms,
right.
Situated. Here's
exactly.
Our schedule. Here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, and getting through customs, getting through passport control, making sure the flights are okay. We had a rush through Dublin on our way home from Naples, but we made it and everybody got home. So that's kind of our job, just to make sure everything goes right. They're getting what they paid for, and we don't want anybody at Fox World who travels with us to have any worries. Come with us and relax.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so that was, what was that, the trip to Italy? They have a theme? What was it?
Yeah, it was Best of Italy, which is one of my favorite itineraries. Did it with Insight Vacations, so it's a little bit more high-end experience. We stayed right in the midst of the cities. We started what I call the triangle, went from Rome up to Florence. We did Pisa so we could make our little pictures holding up the tower. And then we continued.
Never seen that.
You've never seen that? No.
I'm kidding.
I know. Everybody did it. And then we continued on to Venice, which I absolutely adore. And continued back down again through Italy. And so we went to some places that I had never been before. So that's always exciting for me. I'm like a kid in a candy shop. We went to San Gimignano, which was my favorite stop. And we went to Assisi, which I'd never been to before. Then we continued down to Sorrento, which I love. And then I finally got my first chance to see the Isle of Capri. And did that. We did a nice little boat cruise, went to Positano. So did everything right about Italy. And we have a Best of Italy for next year, and there's only 2 seats left on it, so it's one of our most popular trips every year.
So how many people went on this one?
I had 38 with me.
Is that big-ish?
That's almost perfect.
We
can only take 40 with Insight because they have modified the buses to only fit 40 people, so they're like business-class seating, so if you're a tall gentleman, you fit perfectly in those seats, and it's comfortable. Brand-new buses, Mercedes many a time, so it's just the way to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got Colleen for an hour, so let's put her to work. Our number is 414-799-1620, Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Besides being Rocktober, it is also Cruise Month, I understand.
It is. We're kind of excited about that.
What is the official name of
it? It's National Cruise Month.
National Cruise Month, yes. Okay.
Oh.
So, and cruising, you can take your pick nowadays, right? Is it called ocean cruising? Yeah, but the big ship.
Big ship cruising, probably.
You get big ships, and then you've got just this explosion of river cruising, and there's about a zillion different ways to do that.
Absolutely.
So we can talk about that a little bit more. Also, I'm starting to see things pop up about this thing called, is it Real ID?
Yes.
And we all need to get the Real ID, right?
We do. If you intend on traveling in the near future, you have 1 year to get a Real ID, which is your driver's license with the little star up in the top right corner. So make sure that you have that, because otherwise you will not be able to use anything but a passport when you're traveling, when you're flying.
I don't think I've got the little star. Oh, do I have to go to the DMV for that?
You
got
to go to the DMV.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll talk more about that, okay?
Sounds great.
All right. Colleen is here. You can join us at 414-799-1620. Back at a mortgage talk and text line. The website is good. It's foxworldtravel.com. You will land there and you'll see business travel, then you'll see vacations. If you click vacations, it'll open up that entire world. It is the Fox World. There you go, foxworldtravel.com. Back in a bit.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is on the road. Colleen Allsburg is in, and you can join us at 414-799-1620. Back at a mortgage talk and text line. 55 degrees high. Today's going to be 59. About what we see right now is about what we got. Get some afternoon and evening showers. Breezy, like to 25 miles an hour breezy. Down to 50 tonight. Warmer tomorrow with 64 and sunny skies. 60 on Monday with mostly sunny skies, so it improves a little bit, but it definitely is fall. Let's head to Milwaukee. That's where Judy is. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. We're going to be cruising out of Miami, but we need to stay at least one night so that we don't miss the ship. And we just want some recommendations of some hotels that are, like, near the port. We went online, and some of them did not look... They look scary.
Yeah, I totally get that, Judy. Your call is actually quite timely because I just booked a hotel for myself down in Miami. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a cruise as well. And what I look for when I look at the hotels, obviously price is a factor. And then I like the hotels that have both an airport shuttle pickup and a cruise port shuttle. And I found the Comfort Suites very close to the port. And they have both. It's a newly refurbished hotel because there's so many. I couldn't even begin to tell you how many hotels are in that area. Mm-hmm. But this Comfort Suite sounded really nice. The pricing was really good. We got it in the range of about $100 for the night.
Okay.
And it does have both shuttles from the airport and the cruise port, so you don't have to worry about doing Ubers or taxis or anything like that, which is kind of nice.
Oh, okay. The Comfort Suite. Okay,
yeah,
that sounds
so
good.
That would be a good recommendation.
So, Judy, which cruise are you going out on?
Carnival. Carnival Conquest.
That's okay.
I told you there'd be a quiz.
Well, now that you know I need a vacation, right?
Oh, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, we got earlier flights so that we wouldn't miss the ship and have to hurry. So we thought, well, we'll just stay one night in Miami and then...
Oh, it's very smart. And there's a lot of fun things to do in Miami, too, that you could do for the night or just enjoy a relaxing evening before you cruise.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Judy.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
When is it anchors away for cruise ships? What time of the day?
Usually about 4 p.m.
Oh, okay. Like Judy said, she didn't want to, you don't want to fly, do you recommend? I mean, can you fly in day of?
You can definitely fly in day of.
What's a pro like you do?
I like to come in the day before.
Do you?
I get a little nervous if the flight is canceled or the delays, and you can easily miss the ship. If you book the air with the cruise lines, they might hold the ship for you until you get there, depending on the situation.
For one person?
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, but usually there's probably 20 people on that same flight. Yeah. But I always come in a day early if I can, just to have that. A little bit of a net, you know.
Most people, Miami-Dade? Is that the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah. So and how far is that from the port?
It's probably about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Yeah, but you don't want to be stressed going in.
Absolutely not.
Well, plus, you're in Miami, right?
Right.
So do something.
Yeah, exactly. I love Little Havana alone, just our South Beach, and it's just fun. It's a fun little town to hang out in and do things, and I love the Cuban aspect of hanging out in Little Havana and the food and... So there's a lot of fun things to do. You can go to the swamps if you want, do the airboats and things.
I'm just picturing a blonde like you in little Havana.
It's not too bad.
Yeah. No, we were through. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But it was cool. And it's really cool. And you're like in another place.
I mean, you really are.
Completely are. Yeah.
Now that I've been to Cuba and then I go to Little Havana, I look forward to it because it's just so, it really feels like you're in another island.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like even being immersed in something like that. You go to Chinatown in San Francisco, right?
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
You know, you close your eyes and then open them. You could be there.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's very cool. And now you make me hungry for Asian food. Thank you.
Nice. It's my job. I'm going to be back in a bit. Join us at 414-799-1620. Back in a Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Breaking news, Colleen Allsburg in for Rose Gray does not do laundry on the road. I want to hear more about this. All right. 414-799-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We're going to West Dallas. Good morning, Hugh.
Yes, good morning. So my wife always wanted to go to Times Square New Year's Eve. That's a big thing in her life. And she'll be celebrating her 60th birthday in a few months. Are there any like package deals that would go to Times Square and you could stay right on that in that area there? Like we like to go for like more than just the evening, but like for maybe a day or two after, before and afterwards.
Definitely look. I would probably go talk to one of our travel agents and look into some of the package deals that are available, especially at this point if you're looking at going in 2020. You may want to look at Funjet or even like United Vacations or one of the airlines vacation departments that can put together a package for you. It's probably going to be the most economical way to do this. And at this point, it might be a little late, but our agents can certainly help you with that, Hugh.
I suppose it would be pretty expensive to stay right on Times Square, right?
Yeah, that's going to be your most expensive place. There's a Marriott Marquis that kind of overlooks the whole Times Square area, and that's kind of a neat area. Other than that, you'd probably want to look at packages that are maybe two or three blocks off of Times Square and Broadway, and that might bring the price down a little bit for you.
This is going to be her birthday. I would prefer going to Mexico or Jamaica or on a cruise, but she always wanted to go to Times Square at New Year's Eve, so this is going to be kind of a surprise gift for her, so we're going to all be happy, I guess.
Oh, well, it's a dream for a lot of people, so good luck, Hugh. I hope you can find something that works for you.
Appreciate that. All right, we are going to Saukville. That's where John is. Hey, John.
Good morning. I'd just like to find out a little bit about French Polynesia and Tahiti. Maybe there's a travel specialist in your office there that's an expert that I can contact.
Oh, definitely, John. I've been to Tahiti myself in the French Polynesian area, but we do have one agent. She's actually located up in Appleton, but we can work with anybody at Fox World Travel. And her name is Sarah Timmers, T-I-M-M-E-R-S. She is the Tahiti expert at Fox World Travel, and she can answer just about any question you have.
Can you talk about your experience there a little bit?
I certainly can. When I went to Tahiti, I flew from L.A. to Papeete and to the island of Tahiti, and then due to the sake of timing, I wanted to see a lot in a short period, so I did the Paul Gauguin cruise. So I got to go to a lot of the different islands. Bora Bora was one of my favorites, and then we went to a little Matu island where we just got to, it was kind of like Gilligan's Island. There was nothing there. We just sat on an island all day. The snorkeling is amazing. You don't even need a mask. The water is so crystal clear that you can just walk in and see the fish. The food is fantastic. Just the experience itself was one of my favorite trips that I've ever done. So it's something, you know, a lot of people want to do the over-the-water bungalows. You can do those as well. I did that as a pre-part of my cruise, went and spent a couple nights in Papeete just so I could have that experience of the over-water bungalows as well.
I guess one of the French artists is buried there, too.
Yeah, Paul Gauguin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Absolutely,
cool.
John.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Let's go to Muskego. Hey, Jackie.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Hi, Jackie. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I have two questions, and I'll try to be brief. The first one was, you mentioned the comfort suites and in suites in Miami that for staying before a cruise. Could you be a little more specific how I would locate that so I could possibly look to book a room?
You know, Jackie, I will definitely do that before the end of the hour. I totally just booked it, so I don't even have the address, so I'll look that up when I have you off the air, and I'll make sure to get that out to you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I know it's close to the airport, so I can find that address for you.
Okay, and then my second question is, we are four seniors, reasonably active. We are looking to take a river cruise. Which would you recommend, the Danube or the Rhine? We want to do about 8 to 10 days. And is there a particular line you recommend? We don't think we can afford the Viking.
Okay.
Anything else that would be it?
As far as the river goes, the Rhine is always a nice first-time river cruise if you've not done it before. You usually start in Amsterdam, which is a spectacular city, and then go through the Wachau River Valley where you have all the castles. We have several at Fox World Travel for next year, so you might want to look at our website and see if there's anything there that interests you. The Danube is wonderful as well. Great little cities that you've probably never heard of that you'll get to stop in and learn about. A lot of great history. So I guess whatever looks better for you as far as the river you choose, but those are two great options, both of those rivers. And then we use Avalon and Uniworld, which is Avalon is a sister company to Globus Vacations, if you've heard of that.
Okay. Yes, I have.
They're fabulous. Newest ships on the rivers, bigger cabins than most of the other cruise lines, and also we also use Uniworld, which is a little more high end. So we do book Viking, but we don't do our groups on Viking.
Okay. What would you recommend months? Like we were thinking maybe September, October. Are we getting too cold? I don't want to walk around with mittens on my hands.
Okay. No, September is perfect. September, October is perfect, and we run a lot of our trips during that fall season. Okay. So, and it's nice because the crowds are down because the Europeans aren't traveling so much in the fall.
Okay. And these would be on your website. So I just go to Fox.
Yep, go to foxworldtravel.com and then look for group vacations under the vacation tab.
All right. Thank you so much for your help. You made my Saturday.
Oh, thanks, Jackie.
Nice. There you go. Hey, Colleen, when you're on a river cruise, how often do you see another river cruise, another boat?
Every 3 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of river cruises.
There's like a chain of them?
Yeah, there is. And what I love when we stop in these little towns and there's probably 6 or 7 boats in at the same time, we have to stack, which means we park next to each other so we get to walk through 3 other boats to skip before we can get off, and it's kind of neat because you get to see other river boats and what they look like inside.
Is there any of the my boats cooler than yours?
Oh, absolutely. Our boats are always cooler than everybody else's. Yeah.
I would think. And again, river cruising just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's cruise month, you said?
It is cruise month, yes.
Cruise month here? There you go. It's October and cruise month.
Yeah.
And so, we're combining them. Maybe that's what you
maybe
should do.
Maybe we should. A new marketing plan here.
Yeah, but you said Avalon and
Uniworld.
Uniworld. Those are the ones that Fox tends to go with. And
yes,
they're
absolutely
fantastic. And I don't think you'd go back and bring your customers back if they weren't fantastic.
Absolutely not.
There you go.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is on the river. Colleen Allsburg is sitting in. I know many of you have traveled with Colleen. How many do you think?
Oh, I couldn't.
Hundreds, hundreds and hundreds over the years, right?
Absolutely.
They're like all your children.
They are. Yeah. 24 years of being a tour manager.
Holy cow. You getting the hang of it?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
414-799-1620. Back in a mortgage talk and a text line. That's what we're using to talk to Kay in South Milwaukee. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning. Hi, Colleen. We were on your trip in August to Alaska and the Yukon.
I recognize your voice, Kay. Yeah. So good to hear from you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let everyone know if you ever have any desire to go to Alaska, do it with Colleen's group because it was great.
Oh, thanks, Kay. We did have a spectacular trip. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any other questions for me, Kay?
No, I just wanted to call and say hello and let people know that they should book tours with you.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in and say hi to your
husband, Kay, too. your Alaskan cruise that you went on, what was your biggest surprise?
Well, it was the second time we'd been on. We had gone on a cruise a few years ago, and this time we did the Yukon. So I guess the land part of it. And I was intrigued by the people, like in Dawson City, just how friendly they were, and the fact that they live up there year-round. It just amazes me that people can do that 55 below zero.
Oh, the funny thing is I've been trying to get Rose up there for years and years and years, and finally we're going next year, so I'm glad you are pushing Yukon as well, because I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a great trip.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it was a fun group of folks. We had 88 people. We had a blast. We had 2 buses. It was a crazy,
that's a ton,
crazy beautiful trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kay.
All right, let's head to Slinger. That's where, is this Uncle Ken?
That's me.
Hi, Uncle Ken. How are you?
Clean.
Hi.
You and I only know what that all means, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's so good to hear from you. It's only been 10 days, but I miss you guys already.
Well, I just had to call in and tell you what a wonderful, this is our 12th international trip, second time to Italy. We saw so many new things. It was just a great trip, well organized. Philip did a great job, and those other 37 people were just fantastic to travel with. Good friends.
Yeah, I wanted to, like I said to you guys, I wanted to bottle up that group and take you on every trip I do, because we all got along. We had so many laughs and dancing and fun, and there's some kissing going on. I don't know what was going on. It was great.
Did you say dancing?
Yeah, there was a little dancing.
Well, I only have 11 months to wait.
So, Ken, what is next?
Egypt.
Yeah, and Ken is going with me.
Yeah, and this week we went up to Fox Travel in Sheboygan, and we're looking at Africa for 21.
Oh, fantastic. You're going to love it, too.
We'll talk to you more on that. I just had to call and tell the rest of the world what a great job Fox did, and Colleen, you did a great job.
Cool.
Thanks so much, Ken.
Ken, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, man.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Oh, yeah. Egypt.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
You stick out in Egypt.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
What was that story I heard? Didn't people take pictures of their kids with you because you're so blonde?
I'm so white. Yeah.
So white. So yeah. White. Did you charge like everybody else?
I should have, because they do. They charge for everything.
So what happened? They just come up to you and they said, what?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was I was at the pyramids, actually, and just enjoying a few picture-taking moments, and this very large man, and he had the turban, the whole shebang came on, and he came right up to me, and in perfect English said, "You are so white. Can I take a picture of you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't tan well." So, and then he's like, "And here are my children, and they'd like to be in the picture." So I said, "Okay, but fair is fair. If you're going to take a picture with your camera, I want a picture with your kids too." So
and
I got.
He was good with it.
Oh, very. Okay, yeah, right. And it happened in. In one of the temples,
that is so funny.
In a bathroom, this lady was touching my hair.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm like, really? The world is different now. You have social media. You don't see blonde people anymore.
Right.
I'm still sort of blonde. I mean, I'm number 93 Garnier, but it's just funny. And it was just a neat experience. And they were so kind. And
hilarious. That is so funny. Isn't that funny, though? You could have been so easily offended, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't take it that way. You've got to get along with people throughout the world. And that's one way to do it.
So I'm just picturing the kids, right? They go to school and they're like, look what we met. Right?
And that happened in India with me as well. I had this little guy just following me around. He was just enthralled with my whiteness, I guess. We took pictures together. We were selfieing and stuff, and I didn't speak any English, but we got along perfect. The little guy, he's probably about 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, take me to India.
Oh, it's
the most. Yeah, I've heard it's the most of everything, both the excesses and also the other way.
Absolutely.
Too. Right? It's the most. It's not for the faint of heart.
No,
right?
I called it colorful chaos.
Yeah.
Because you have to really just adjust to the situations that you're in, and when you're in places like New Delhi or in Mumbai, it's just insanity.
And those are massive cities.
Huge. Yeah. And there's so much traffic and so many people. And you just got to roll with the punches and just
and
take
not
it
much
all in.
Zoning.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
right.
Cows.
We're
going to
be
cows.
Back. 414-799-1620. Colleen is here sitting in for Rose Grape. That is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line on the Fox World Travel Show.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944, 54 degrees. WTMJ forecast afternoon and evening showers. So get your stuff done this morning. Going to be breezy at times with a high of 59. Early showers tonight, then cloudy. Down to 50. Decent day tomorrow. Fall day, mostly sunny, warmer, and 64. Sunny and 60 on Monday. Tuesday, 65. 68 on Wednesday. And again, we got 54 degrees at WTMJ. And the almost said the Fix-It Show. But we can fix you up with a great vacation. How about that? Fox World Travel Show's on the air. Jeff, I think you live an amazing life.
Not yet.
Wait. What's going on? This is crazy.
What's going on? I grew up in Wauwatosa, moved out to Washington State for 30 years, moved back to Wauwatosa to hang out with my dad for a while, and then my next stop at the end of the month is St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands.
You're never coming back.
Probably not. That's my goal. But my concern is I've got three dogs that are traveling with me, relocating with me. Two of them are 16 and special needs, especially for mobility. And though I'm receiving lots of information on how to fly them down there, a lot of it seems to be contradictory. So I'm trying to land at a single target on how to most safely move my elderly, fragile dogs via air carrier to the island.
Mm. Where do you start with something like
probably Colleen? Go maybe talk to somebody in the government about this, because I know that the St. Thomas is in the U.S. Virgin Islands, so that kind of throws me a little bit right there. They do not put dogs in the cargo holds anymore with the air unless it's a private situation. But if you're flying the dogs down commercially, I know that they aren't allowed in the cargo holds anymore with most of the major carriers. So I'd probably even check with the airlines on that. But if you're leaving from Florida, maybe your best bet would to be charter a small plane that would get you down there. And then you can kind of dictate how you want to handle the dogs, if you want to put them in carriers, or if they're leashable, that you can just take them right into the cabin. That might be an option. But you might want to talk to somebody. I would say work with a travel agent, work with the airlines, and then maybe work with somebody within the government about customs and things and taking the dogs. I think sometimes they need shots and different things if you're taking them into a new country. But it is technically the U.S., so yeah. I'm a little bit...
Yeah, no, the shots was the easy part.
Okay, yeah.
The difficult part, I mean, I've contacted a couple of private charter places, and the first one was only 15,000.
Okay, ooh. Yeah.
And the second one was only 30 to 50,000.
Oh, good Lord. I get it. Yeah, those charter planes are really expensive.
Yeah.
So as far as flying them commercially, maybe that would be the best bet, is work with a travel agent, and then they can go direct to some of our contacts at the major airlines and see how we could do that best for you.
Okay.
So, Jeff, these dogs have lived in what, Washington State, Wauwatosa, and now St. Thomas?
That's, if they make it that long, and so far they're doing all right. Yeah,
yeah, got it. All right. How are they going to tolerate the heat? What breed?
There are two shepherd mixes and one, I don't know, border collie mix. They're all rescue. So
plenty of hair, huh? Yeah.
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 So they'll do just fine because we'll be close to the water. So.
You win.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you for the help.
Appreciate it. You
bye
imagine.
Bye.
That's crazy. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it does.
Never thought about living in St. Thomas.
Let's go to Cudahy. That's where Richard is. Hey, Richard.
Hi.
Hi, Richard.
Hi. We're going to Italy over Christmas and New Year's.
Okay.
And we've never been. We have a tour that starts on like the 27th, but we're going to be there on the 23rd. So we want to go to Florence and anything else we can sneak in while we're there.
Okay.
So we're curious about getting the trains and the buses and that kind of stuff between, because we can't book anything yet, we're too far out.
Okay.
So what can you tell us about the train system and the travel system between, like, Rome and Florence and Venice? And
okay, so you're not doing a group tour? You're telling me
we
that
are,
you're...
but not until like the 27th.
Okay, so you have a week to do your own thing is what you're telling me. The trains work really well there. They have so many. There's high-speed trains between the larger cities, and then there's local trains as well. Those are fairly easily booked online. And then also busing in the cities it works really well. It's almost just like a normal busing situation. You can get like a pass for days or, you know, several days or whatever within the cities. If you stay city center, you probably wouldn't even need busing. If you found some good hotels right there where you wouldn't, if you just want to walk around and spend some time. You may want to talk to one of our travel agents, though, and they can help you out with the train tickets and more information about busing within the city. You're not renting a car, are you, at all?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm good. That's good to hear. It's hard to... cars are awful there, parking and expense and everything, and driving.
Right. If I found online, it wasn't advantageous to go that route.
Right, exactly.
Seeing the way to go.
Okay, all right.
But first time there, I'm just kind of curious on the ease of it. You know, I don't speak Italian.
Yeah, most of the signage is in English as well. I would say probably anybody under the age of 50 speaks English in Italy, so you can always ask questions. There's a lot of information-type people at the bus stations and the train stations. You can always talk to information people, too, and they'll get you in the right direction.
Okay, and one more quick question. Getting euros, I know I can go to my bank and I can get euros, but can I just go to, like, an ATM and get cash when I arrive?
Yep, that's what I do. I wait till I get there, and I'll get it right at the airport. Usually I'll pick up a couple hundred euros just to get me started. Make sure that you have a debit card that has a four-digit PIN, nothing longer than four digits, and then check with your bank as well to let them know that you'll be taking cash out over there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Richard.
Thank you, Richard. We're going to take a break. Going to be back at a question about dress code in Italy. We'll take that next. That came from the Acunet Talk and Text line, 414-799-1620. Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
953 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show, 414-799-1620. Mackin and Mortgage Talk and Text Line. My name is Danny Clayton. Colleen Alsberg is sitting in for Rose Gray. Rose is on the SS Beatrice.
Yes, enjoying wonderful food and sights and fun people, and she's having an amazing time.
Yeah, I've been following her on Facebook, and she's got some amazing pictures. Really good. Looks like a good group. Text question, Colleen. Traveling to Italy next May with husband and daughters in their early 20s. Independent travel in Florence for 4 days, and then Globus Milan 10-day tour. How strict is the dress code? Can men wear shorts? Can women wear capris slash pants or only skirts and dresses?
Actually, yes, men can wear shorts. Ladies can wear capris. Yes to all of the above. The only caveat would be that if you're going into cathedrals and any religious type places, you should have, men should have their knees covered. So if you were wearing shorts, they should be the longer, more Bermuda that go beyond their knees. And then ladies as well, you should cover your knees. And also your shoulders should be covered. So if you're wearing a tank top, bring a, maybe a scarf or a sweater just to cover your shoulders when you're in religious sites. Mm. So, but other than that, it's pretty getting more casual in Italy. Of course, the Italians dress up quite a bit. You wouldn't catch them in sweatsuits and tennis shoes unless they were actually working out. It's getting a lot more casual. And you're going to look like an American no matter what you wear. So
really? What makes us look like Americans?
Oh, those big white tennis shoes.
Oh, good. I'm safe.
You're safe, okay.
I'm safe. Now, I was teasing you earlier, but you said you just got back from a long trip to Italy. You did not do laundry on the trip.
I didn't, no.
And you packed with one decent-sized suitcase and a backpack.
Yep.
Now, you've been on a bazillion trips, so you've got this down.
Right.
What is your number one tip?
Look at how many days that you're traveling and bring half the amount of clothes. So if you're like, this trip that I was going, basically it was 11 days, I brought 5 pairs of pants so I could wear each one twice.
Okay.
And
certain colors? I mean, do certain colors get...
I tend to the black, okay, because it's just easier to mix and match, and then I'll just throw a few pops of color in. I did throw in 2 dresses just for the evenings, and then those I had like 4 evenings that I could wear 2 each. So I try to... Because we're not running marathons, you're not sweating up clothing too badly unless it's really hot. I do wash a few things out in the sink if I have to, but I never really technically do laundry on the road. Unless I can get it for free.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. But hotels could do that?
They could. Yeah. There's usually a service of that if you wanted to. If you're there long enough, when you're doing Italy, you're usually there just 2 nights at the max in most of the places you're staying.
Now, you said you've been doing this for 24 years, so you have seen just about everything. And no matter how much guidance that you can give to your clients, the people coming along, everybody overpacks.
Absolutely, they do.
It's just that because, and I think maybe, is this a thing with women more that they're afraid that they would then not have an item? Could you ever just go out and buy the thing you need?
Oh, absolutely. What I tell people too. I said, we're going to Italy, one of the most fantastic places in the world. If you want to, you see a top or a dress or something that you want, then you have room in your suitcase to bring it home. Ladies tend to pack too many pairs of shoes, and that's heavy.
Oh, okay.
And so on this Italy trip, I had 4 pairs of shoes. I had a pair of tennis shoes for comfort, a very comfortable pair of sandals that could be dressed up or down, flip-flops I always put in because I just, once in a while, I just need my flip-flops. Mm. And then I had another pair of kind of dressier tennis shoes that didn't look like tennis shoes.
So 2 pair of tennis shoes.
I did have 2.
What color were they?
I had blue, black, and silver.
Now you're up to 3. You're
well, no,
three?
The sandals were silver. Okay.
So not white.
No white.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Real quick, the World Tour Showcase will be in Green Bay on the 9th. That is Wednesday?
Yes, yeah. Wednesday the 9th.
These are big deals. And
they
then
are.
The following day, it's going to be in night, it's going to be in Brookfield. These are big deals.
Yeah, this is our Insight and Uniworld travel showcases, and they're wonderful. We're going to talk all about the products that we, and I just got off Insight, and I've done many Uniworld cruises, so we're really going to tell you all the details about that and then present some of the tours that we're showing that we're going to offer next year in 2020. So if you can RSVP, we'd really appreciate it. So we have a number. We have enough seats and snacks out for you guys. But come see us. We're even going to have some of our reps from each of those companies visit with us as well.
Oh, I went last year. It's fun.
It's really a fun night.
Yeah.
So hopefully, please RSVP at 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we'll get you all set up.
Thanks for sitting in.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Colleen Allsburg, everybody. All right. See you when
night.
I see you.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.